أكبر. أشهد أن لا.
It should be the journey of a lifetime, the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca, obligatory for every able-bodied Muslim who can afford it. In Britain, around 25,000 pilgrims set off each year, intent on fulfilling their obligation to God and hoping that their sins will be forgiven. But for too many, that dream turns into a nightmare.
Thousands of British Muslims have been leaving the UK this week and last to perform the Hajj pilgrimage in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. The Sunnis among them will probably all have the experience of a lifetime. But many of the Shia will inevitably come back with tales of mistreatment and discrimination.
Amir Taqi is a Shia Muslim who performed the lesser pilgrimage to Mecca, known as the Umrah, last year. The Saudi authorities are renowned for their hostility to Shia Islam, despite overwhelming acceptance of the sect among Sunni Muslim scholars. Amir Taqi says he found out just how hostile they can be.
They were trying to incite, and every time we told them, we're here as guests of your mosques, we're here as guests, of this place. And then someone replied, he goes, you are infidels as Shias and you come from the land of infidels, which is Great Britain. And then, they became very violent. And some guys got hit in the head, some guys got beaten up, punches were thrown, slaps. Because for me, as a group leader, I took young people with me from the UK to have a spiritual experience. And that was everything but a spiritual experience. It was a brutal beating.
And Taqi says his experience was only one example of the widespread abuse experienced by Shia pilgrims, whose mode of worship doesn't conform to the Saudi version.
It's purely religious intolerance. They can't accept the fact that you hold a different belief. You see, their main understanding is that it's my way or no way. That's the fundamental problem, and that's really unacceptable. You can't be the judge in these aspects. Only God can be the judge who's a Muslim, who's not Muslim.
Now British Muslim groups are asking the Foreign Office to put pressure on their Saudi allies to prevent the deliberate targeting of Shia pilgrims. In the past, the Foreign Office has raised concerns over freedom of expression, movement, assembly and worship with the Saudi authorities. Press TV contacted the Saudi authorities about the plight of Shia pilgrims to Mecca, but there was no one available for immediate comment. However, in the past, the Saudis have denied that Shia pilgrims are targeted. But that's little consolation for the likes of Amir Taqi. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.